It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for being with us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, and as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio to share with you the wonderful message that God has bestowed on us, a message of love. For God so loved the world, for God so loved you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter number 5 today. That's Hebrews chapter 5. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to evangelist Russell Bell as he sings a song for us this morning titled Prodigal Son.
Like prodigal son, I wandered in darkness and traded my life for a worldly good time. No peace in my heart I ever could find, and a God so tired eating after the swine. So I believe I'll go home and eat with the Father. The table is spread,
the table is spread.
They're waiting for me,
they're waiting for me.
I can see the Father,
I can see the Father
coming down to greet me. Lord, I'm willing to be,
servant for thee.
Like a prodigal son, I wandered from Jesus, but the good shepherd saw through the heat and the and night, he left in the fold just to find this lost sheep that was hungry and cold. So I believe I'll go home,
I believe I'll go home
and eat with the Father. The table is spread.
Prodigal Son. This parable of the prodigal son is found in Luke chapter number 15. In these first few verses of Luke chapter 15, we find three parables. There is first the parable of the lost sheep, and that parable speaks of the determination of the shepherd to find that lost sheep and bring him back to the fold. Then you find the parable of the lost coin, and you find here the desire of this woman who searched diligently until she found that lost coin that she needed to complete her wedding band so that she might rejoice. And you'll find in both of these parables that the shepherd and the woman went out rejoicing. Jesus said in Luke chapter number 15, verse number 10, "Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." Now, where we find the determination of the shepherd and the desire of the woman in finding that which was lost, starting with verse number 11, "A certain man had two sons," we see the decision that the son had to make. For you see, it was the son who wandered away from the father. And just like this prodigal son, so all of us are born sinners. We have a sin nature, and we wander away from the father in the fact that we sin willfully when we reach the age of accountability. This prodigal son wandered away from the father, and by the time that he got through spending all that his father had given him, there was nothing left for him except for the temptation to fill his belly with the husks that the swine did eat. He came to himself, though, and decided that he would go home and proclaim to his father that he was no longer worthy to be called a son, but if he could just be a servant, he would be satisfied at his father's house. You notice when we come to the place when we realize what sin has done to us, and we realize that the only way to get to the Father is to go to him, repenting of our sins, and then receive the gift that God has given through the Lord Jesus Christ. John 1:12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." For even though it was the determination of the shepherd and the desire of the woman, it had to be the decision of the son to come home to the father. And when you realize that you need salvation, it will be your decision to receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior. It is interesting to note that as weak as that prodigal son was, there was no way he could make it home. But the father came running to him. And my friend, you say, "But I can get home to the Heavenly Father." No, you can't. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. But you will find that the Father came to you by giving his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, so that you might have everlasting life. Jesus came to this earth to offer salvation because we could not come to the Father in our own merit to gain salvation. My friend, if you have never received this gift of salvation that has been offered through the Lord Jesus Christ, and you would like to have someone share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift of God, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift of salvation that God offered through the Lord Jesus Christ. My number is 919-563-6753. We would also invite you to the services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We meet this morning for Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening worship service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We're located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Please come be with us in our services, but don't wait till Wednesday night to be with us unless you're providentially hindered. Please come be with us this morning at 9:45 for Sunday school at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We also have a website. If you'll go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E. A-N-E, MebbenTabernacleBaptistChurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you will also find written material that will share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and written material that will share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mibbins Tabernacle Baptist, this will pull up the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter number 5. Let's listen to another song by evangelist Russell Bell. The name of this second song that he's going to sing for us is Prisoner of Love.
When I came to Jesus, I settled it all. I gave him my life to control. Neither fear nor persuasion could draw me to Christ, but his love has captured my soul. I'm a prisoner of love.
I'm a prisoner of love.
Slave to the master, I willingly toil through the heat and the cold. I seek no reward,
I seek no reward
in this world below. Unfold. He holds me secure with his love strong and true. I'm happy his servant to be. In bondage to Jesus forever I'll stay. My soul doesn't want to be free. I'm a prisoner of love.
I'm a prisoner of love.
A slave to the master. I willingly
toil
through the heat and the cold. Unfold. But payday will come,
oh, yes,
when the pearly gates unfold.
Paul mentions several times about his relationship with the Lord. Ephesians 3:1, for this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles. In Philemon 1:1, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. In Philemon 1:9, yet for love's sake I rather beseech thee, being such an one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Philemon 1:23, there salute thee Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus. Paul had received the everlasting life that Jesus Christ had given him, and he willingly took on the title a prisoner of Jesus Christ to do what the Lord would have him to do, faithful to the will of God. Paul was a prisoner of love. In the New Testament, we find that we should be submitting to his love as we receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior, submitting to his love as we yield to his will and become a living sacrifice for him, which is our reasonable service. Now, before we get into God's Word, let's listen to another song by evangelist Russell Bell. The name of this last song is titled He'll Hold to My Hand.
Someday when I travel, my last mile here, the call will be coming for me. I'll enter the lifeboat that will be near to carry me over the sea. Sail safely, the waves dash high, for Jesus will be at my side. He'll still the rough waters when by and by I'm crossing the river so wide. I'm ready to go to that golden shore, to live that will ages shall roll. I want to meet loved ones and saints of yore in heaven, the home of the soul. You hold my hand as over this river I go. Then say,
if you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, there is the promise that you will get safely from this shore to heaven's shore when it's your time to go. This is promised to us in 2 Corinthians 5, verse number 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for this selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ has promised through the writing of God's word from Paul to the church of Corinth that when it is our time to leave this place, we will be absent from the body and present with the Lord. And even the fact that we are leaving our body here, we will have a tabernacle waiting for us until we can come back and claim our glorified bodies as God raises our bodies from the grave during the rapture when Jesus comes back to gather all of his own to be with him. Our glorified bodies, our tabernacle that is given to us when we step from this world into heaven, this time that we're absent from the body, present with the Lord, it's all part of the promise that God has taken care of everything concerning our salvation, from the washing away of our sins when we ask Jesus to save us, to the taking of our souls safely home to be with Him when it is our time to go home to be with the Lord. Hebrews chapter number 5. After talking about Melchizedek and our high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the type that Jesus is of the priest Melchizedek, we find that the writer here in verse number 11 says, "Of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing." Now, the writer turns from all of these precious promises and pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ and what He's done for us to those that He is writing to under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to tell them, "I would love to tell you more, but you are not able to hear them." Verse number 12 says, "For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. For every one that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." Here, the writer is saying, you could know more, but you are not mature enough to know more. This thought is carried over in chapter 6. "Therefore, leaving the principalities of the doctrines of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, and of faith toward God, of the doctrines of baptisms, and laying on of hands, and the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. For this will we do, if God permit." What he is saying is that we don't have to worry about the things of salvation because God holds us in his hands. His plans for us, once we accept Christ as Savior, are all in his hands. We don't have to worry about the resurrection. We don't have to worry about anything concerning salvation, especially as some worry about the possibility of losing salvation. For once you receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior, you cannot lose it. It is called everlasting life. Those who know Jesus Christ as Savior shall never perish. So there's no need to stay at the gate of salvation when you can go on in the will of the Lord and grow in the will of God. Verse number 4. "For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened, who have tasted of the heavenly gift, and are made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and have tasted of the good word of God, and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame." Here, the writer of Hebrews says, you know the Lord is Savior. You start to grow in the things of the Lord. You start to move to a place where you actually see prayers being answered, and you are seeing God's will being revealed to you, and you're starting to grow in the Lord and maturing in the Lord, and you're stepping out by faith to do those things that God has called you to do. But what if you get to a place where you say, "I think I want to follow after my will instead of God's will"? Here's the warning that the writer of Hebrews gives. You need to be careful that if you've gone through this stage of growth and the revealing of God's will, if you say, "I'm going to leave God's will and I'm going to do something that I want to do, and I'll return to God's will a little bit later," you'll never make it back to where God would have you to be. Now, we're not talking about falling away from salvation. That's not the subject matter here. The Bible's talking about those that are babes and not mature in Christ. Those that should be growing for the Lord. If they fall away from the will of God, if they fall away from being mature, God has called you not only to be born again, He's called you to be mature in growth. And if you get to the place where God is working in your life and you move away from that, you're moving away from the maturity that God has called you to follow. If they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put Him to an open shame. When you say, I will follow after my will and not God's will, what you are saying is, I know better than God, and I will turn my back on what Jesus Christ has done for me, because I'm supposed to be giving my body as a living sacrifice. I'm supposed to be giving Him my spirit to be used of the Lord, my personality. I'm supposed to have the renewing of my mind. If I wander away from that, I'm putting Christ to an open shame, because I have said, my way is better than your way, and I will go my way in spite of what you have done for me. There are many Christians today who have put Christ to an open shame, because even though Christ has done so much for them, they have decided that they will go their way instead of God's way. They've seen the work of the Lord in their lives. They've experienced the fellowship with the Lord. But if they wander away from that, and what a picture it is, falling away from the fellowship of God, because that's the only description you can give of this, falling away from what God wants to do for you, falling away from the blessings of God, falling away from His fellowship. Oh, my friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, may I ask you, are you in danger right now of saying, I want to go my way for a while, I've experienced what Christ has done for me in salvation, and I've experienced growth in the Lord, but now I want to go my way for a while and come back doing God's will at a later date? Just remember that God has warned you through the writing of Hebrews that if you leave His perfect will and then try to come back to it at a later date when it's convenient for you, there will not be the blessings waiting for you that God would have had for you had you stayed in His perfect will. My friend, if you know the Lord as Savior, look for His will and be satisfied with it. And my friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, please remember that Christ died on the cross to buy salvation for you. Confess to God that you're a sinner. Repent of your sins and call out to the Lord Jesus Christ to save you. He will hear your call because He offers it to you as a gift. Jesus paid it all for you. And my friend, if I can help you in any way, please call me. And join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."